Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nell Merlino's here, too. Nell Merlino is a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. She is the co-founder and the CEO of Count Me In, also Make Mine a Million. Also, this is the lady who had the great idea of Take Your Daughters to Work Day, and then it wound up being Take Your Child to Work Day, and then I think there's even a Take Your Pet to Work, maybe even your goldfish to work. but it all started with Nell, and she's our good friend. Nell Merlino, welcome back to the show.
Well, I am happy to be here. Happy.
Good to have you back. By the way, did you know that this is the 100th anniversary of the Oreo cookie?
You know, I was somewhere. They had a display in the store with lights all around the Oreo boxes. I did not know until that time, and I'm glad you reminded me.
Well, now I leave my cookie intact. I don't break it. I don't. 50% of the folks apparently, pull them apart, and I leave mine intact. And
yeah, I slide mine apart.
Oh, you
I
do?
Slide
okay.
Mine apart.
All right. So,
I do,
yeah.
And I do not dunk them.
Really?
It dilutes the chocolate flavor.
Oh no! What I like about it is you got to know exactly how long to leave it in the milk.
That is true.
Yeah. Now that's the trick. I turn it into a little exercise. It's a little mind game. How long? And it's all about the touch. You got when you touch anyway. I'm getting hungry here thinking about it now. Hey, now
yes.
This is also. March is also Women's History Month. Now, as a woman business
true,
owner,
yeah.
As a thought leader on women's business, the women in business, when you think of Women's History Month, what do you think about?
I certainly think about all the women who've come before me and come before the women that I work with now who have made way for, women to grow businesses and, own property and all that stuff because there are, women around the world who still don't have the right to own property and don't have the right to own businesses. So that's something that really sticks in my mind. And it isn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Women only got the right to business credit in their own name in the United States in 1974.
Yeah.
So we are continuing to make history, actually, also,
mm-hmm.
As we become a bigger and bigger part of the business community, in the United States and around the world.
Well, I remember hearing you say that. I remember I love invoking my story about hearing Maya Angelou speak one mm-hmm. time, and she talked about all the shoulders that she stands on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about her family, her grandparents, her great-grandparents, all the way back to when they were slaves, and what mm-hmm. they went through to give her to bring us to the point where she can be the poet, basically the poet laureate of America, one of them certainly, and she talked about standing on their shoulders. And so when you think of those women, Mary Kay, Lillian Vernon, ladies like that, you think of standing on their shoulders, don't you?
I certainly do. We could not have, eventually someone else would have come along, but when you think about who stood up, I am thinking this morning about Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American woman millionaire who made hair care products.
Hmm.
I mean, she did that over 100 years ago.
Wow.
So there is, you think about their courage and their decision to move forward. And I think so many people start businesses because they need to, because either the product that they needed didn't exist or because they needed to, take care of their families. And there are just an array of women who long before anyone thought about, doing some of the things that we all take for granted now were out there. And it really, I was at an event in Los Angeles the other day, and there was a young woman who stood up and said she's the Latina Martha Stewart. Very young woman who's working in the craft area.
And see, what you're describing now are niches.
Yeah.
Isn't that what's beautiful about capitalism, American capitalism at least, and that's the ability to create niches of niches of niches.
Yeah. It was just so, and it was so appropriate because what she's made is some kind. It's an advance on the gun, but it's for anybody who does crafts, they put flat crystals on bracelets and things like that. She's made a pen that you can dispense those with, so that you don't have to get your fingers all sticky. It was brilliant.
This is what's interesting to me is to see the women inventors. But what they're inventing, they're inventing things that women find useful.
Exactly.
Debbie Meyer. Do you know Debbie Meyer? She's a good friend of ours. I mean, she invented the cake cutter and the green bag, and she's going to laugh at me.
Oh, I certainly know the green bag. Yes,
she's going to laugh at me because I brought up cake cutter before green bag, because that's the big one. She knows I like the cake cutter the best. But anyway, these are things that families use that women need to help them, maybe serve their family better so they can spend more time at the office. I mean, these are all in this changing society, isn't it? Women.
Yep. From cakes and crystal dispensing pens. I spent time with a woman last week who has come up with some software that's going to revolutionize healthcare. So I mean, it is in every field. You see, and this that her product is also solving a huge problem in terms of how you coalesce a group of docs and social workers and whoever you need to manage people who have chronic disease.
And in the old days, the ladies would have seen the need for this, but they wouldn't have felt that they had the ability, many of them, too many, wouldn't have felt that they had the ability to act on those. Today, here we are in 2012, 21st century, women believe that they can act on their inclinations, on their instincts.
Absolutely.
And they're taking.
Absolutely.
And part of the reason why many of them are able to do this is because of your work with Count Me In. Now, give us the website to help folks how they can find you.
Oh, countmein.org, countmein.org.
Countmein.org. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Count Me In. And then I've got a question. I've got a franchising question. For now.
Okay, good.
And we'll do that right after these messages. Happy birthday, Oreo. I love you. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.